It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
The official podcast of the Horizon League, your number one source for all the league's top headlines. Here's your host, Justin Kinner.
All right, everybody, welcome in. Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. I hope everyone has had a great week. Excited to be bringing you another edition of the podcast this week. I'm Justin Kinner, and we'll get to our guest coming up here in just a moment. Our guest this week is the new Wright State Raiders women's basketball coach, Kerry Hoffman. We'll bring her on in just a second. But just a reminder that all interviews, including today's interview, is brought to you by health and wellness company Zervita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. The one thing I find most interesting about Wright State Athletics is of course, I mean, if you look at across the board, the total Wright State Athletics package between men and women's basketball and volleyball and baseball, I mean, we're constantly talking about the Wright State Raiders in regular season success and postseason success. Bob Grant just has the ultimate athletics package, and it just seems like we're always talking about one successful program after another. The one thing I find the most intriguing is the fact that it has been the women's sports that have actually been the most historic programs there. When you look at what the volleyball program did just last year, actually getting the very first at-large bid for the program and then winning their very first NCAA tournament game in the NCAA tournament for volleyball this past season. Then the women's basketball team coming off a historic postseason run where they got their very first postseason win in the Raiders upset win over Arkansas. And that brings us to where we are today, because Coach Katrina Merriweather, no longer with the program, she accepted the Memphis job out of the American, which opened the door for an opportunity for a coach I'm very excited to talk with here today. Kerry Hoffman joining us now, the new Raiders women's basketball coach. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the last time we spoke, you were fresh off of stepping off the podium for your introductory press conference. At that point, you hadn't had your coaching staff set in place. You had only spoken to your current players only maybe for a brief moment. So a lot's changed since then. You've had a few weeks to kind of settle in a bit, and you've hit the ground running. You've, you know, signed a few commitments. You have your staff now in place. What has this month been like for you as you get settled in and get prepared for this upcoming season?
It's been exciting. You know, it's been a whirlwind, so to speak. A lot going on, a lot of new things to learn. We've had, obviously, a lot of recruits on campus, putting the staff together. That was big. But it's been so exciting. You know, it's been fun to have a new challenge, to move in one direction together and to get to know my players a little bit better. They actually move in today, and so nice. I'm super excited to meet them in person and just start those relationships. So, it's an exciting day here, and I think this entire month will be fun with workouts and recruiting and just kind of putting things more together with our staff. We actually haven't all been in the office together yet. Not everyone is fully hired, but we're getting there. We're getting really close, and it's been a really fun month.
You know, and it's interesting, too. It's always an interesting first year when you take over for a program because there's a lot of, you know, pieces you have to put in place. But, I mean, think about if a year ago, had you accepted a new job, the difficulties that would have been in place. For instance, the dead period just lifted not too long ago, over a year, where there was no, you couldn't have recruits on campus. You couldn't go physically out to recruit. I mean, how lucky are you right now that you take over a program right as that dead period's being lifted, that you're fortunate enough to be able to at least start getting recruits on campus and being able to physically go out and talk and see players? What has that been like, too? Because it could have been a lot more difficult had that dead period still been in place.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not sure I would have been super interested in the job if we still couldn't recruit. I think that has made it so difficult for all the Division I programs. They've had to be super creative. And what I feel super blessed with is the fact that, you know, when we were at our Division II school, we've been recruiting all year. And so we have been forming our list. And a lot of those kids move right over into our Division I list now. And so it's been we've been extremely fortunate to have been where we were at this past year, where we were allowed to recruit like normal in NCAA Division II, and now moving into D1, you know, that's allowed us to kind of have the June visits that we've had, and those relationships can continue, and you know, and then moving forward into July, just growing our list and evaluating more kids and just getting out there, it's exciting.
Coach, you know, at your introductory press conference, you know, Athletic Director Bob Grant just talked about how you just absolutely killed it during the interview process. Everyone that you sat in front of was just absolutely in love with everything you had to say and with your approach to everything. And I'm curious, from your point of view, what was that interview process like? Because you were familiar with Wright State, you know, with how close you live. You know, you're generally familiar with it too, because you were a part of the Horizon League back in the early 2010s when you were the Director of Player Operations for Green Bay. But what did you learn about the program during the interview process for a program you're semi-familiar with that maybe you were not familiar with before?
Yeah, absolutely. The interview process was so fun. You know, I had a lot of anxiety with it, but the minute I got on campus and sat down with a couple of the staff members for the first hour, you know, it was just relaxing. You know, it was just like we were sitting around, you know, having coffee together and just chatting. And you know, very quickly, I went into the interview process with a couple questions that I had to have answered to leave the position I was at because I did have a really good job. Mm-hmm. And within the first hour, those questions were answered perfectly in a way that I knew this was a position that I wanted. And it made the entire day very relaxing because I honestly was just myself. The great part about Wright State that I found out very quickly is that people are just genuine, and that's totally my calling card in coaching. I'm just going to be myself and in life in general. And I think that's how I went throughout the day, just completely being myself. And, you know, if they liked it, they liked it. If they didn't, they didn't. And I'm just very, very thankful that they did, and that I just really saw kind of our two missions with, you know, Bob Grant's mission of caring about the athlete first as a person, and then just kind of how I want to coach and the reason why I coach, those align perfectly. And so, you know, I think that's kind of why it was a good marriage, so to speak, and hopefully that'll prove to be true.
Now, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about the roster here. Just, you know, right now across college athletics, whether it's men or women's basketball, the transfer portal, it could be something that we take time and sit here and say, oh, man, it's so frustrating. But regardless of complaining about it, it's not going to change. So at this point, you just have to accept it and adapt to it. And with that being said, you did have a lot. Yes, there were some players that left the program, but there are a lot of players that stayed. We'll talk about the roster and what players you can talk about. What players stayed? What's the roster look like right now? And as far as some of the things you're targeting out on the recruiting trail to fill some of those gaps, what's the roster like right now as you currently sit here as we start things off in July?
Yeah, right now we have 10 players, 9 that can actually participate and play. And so we are looking to add a transfer or two just so we can, you know, play 5-on-5 in practice. You know, that has been a challenge, just trying to sort through the transfer portal and figure out which players can actually be eligible. That's been a big deal. And so we're still sifting through it, you know, looking for the right fit for our program as well. And, you know, I think we're approaching the season with, you know, we have a great team. We have a great 10 players, and I'm very excited about coaching them. They all, I think, are hungry for an opportunity to get on the floor. You know, a lot of the minutes and a lot of the points either graduated or transferred. And, you know, I think we'll have a team that's hungry to prove themselves, to get on the floor, to work hard, and hopefully have another successful season.
All right, right now here on Reach the Horizon, we have new Wright State Raiders women's basketball coach Carrie Hoffman hanging out with us here today. Again, just introduced as the Raiders' new coach just over a month ago, and lots changed in that month, of course, as, you know, getting closer and closer to this season. You talk about working on, you know, everything's been about building. You know, you're building this roster, you're building your coaching staff, you're building relationships with a lot of your new colleagues. But the other fun part about this is the building of the non-conference schedule. I'm not sure what you can reveal about that, but what's the some of the differences in trying to build a non-conference schedule here at Wright State versus what you were doing at Cedarville? Is this a fun process, or is this another process that's a little difficult as you're getting adjusted to that? Because we know how some programs could be about bringing in some mid-major programs where they don't want to bring in some of the top-tier mid-major programs. So what roadblocks are you running into with scheduling, if there are any?
Yeah, actually, scheduling has been fairly easy.
Good.
You know, I think Trina had things set up very well for us. You know, she had several games already on the schedule. It's not like I took over and had a scramble. But that is a part of the job I do enjoy. I like putting together just kind of the map of the season. And, you know, needless to say, I think we have a very difficult non-conference schedule right now. You know, we have a return game. We have to fly down to Abilene Christian. You know, we have Toledo, we have Bradley, we have Xavier. We just picked up a guarantee game with a Big Ten school. So it'll be a really challenging first couple months, you know, and then we hit the ground running right away with the Horizon League, you know, with our first game being at Milwaukee and then up to Green Bay. So that's kind of ironic.
Yeah, exactly. Get to return to your old stomping grounds, per se. So there you go. But look,
yep.
Your program coming off of that historic season, I touched on it at the beginning of the podcast, you know, picking up the program's first ever NCAA tournament victory, you know, going back to Mike Bradbury and getting the program to the NCAA tournament for the first time, and then handing the keys off to Katrina Merriweather, and then she took where he brought the program, and she continued building it and leaving it a better place than when she took over. And now you have the keys to the car. And I'm curious, what is the, when you're out on the recruiting trail and you're talking to players, what is the reputation of the program like? Like, what are some of the things that you hear out on the recruiting trail about the program that make you feel good about the program you're representing?
Yeah, I think I've just heard a ton of compliments of just how well they've succeeded in the last 10 years. You know, it's been a program, just like you said, that's been at the top and consistently at the top. And I remember that from my days at Green Bay. Wright State was always the rival at that point. And so, you know, I think it's a program that is a little intimidating to take over because it's been in the same hands for basically the last 11 years because Trina's been a part of it for that long. And, you know, I think it's exciting. It's intimidating. It's, you know, to build it our way, I think is going to be a little bit different than it's been in the past. You know, I think they've recruited a lot more out of state. All of our contacts right now are in state. And so, you know, Ohio basketball is extremely good. And we're already finding that, you know, some of those players that we've recruited really want to play for us. And so that's really exciting. And, you know, looking forward to building this program our own way and hopefully that works.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your time today, Coach Carrie Hoffman, the new Wright State Raiders women's basketball coach. Good enough to join us here today on Reach the Horizon. Just a reminder that every interview we do here each and every week is brought to you by health and wellness company Zervita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I know that you've hit the ground running and you don't have a lot of free time, so any time you've shared with us today is much appreciated. Best of luck the remainder of the off season, and of course, most importantly, best of luck this upcoming season. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Justin.